giddy up. Fremantle, 7:13:55
to
the Gold Coast, 1-6. 11 wins now in a row for the Fremantle Dockers, a 49-point win over Gold Coast at Fremantle Oval today. And we've got their star midfielder, Hayley Miller. 17 disposals, 5 clearances, kicked a goal as well as the Dockers climb to the top of the ladder. Welcome, Hayley.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Slow start, but a comprehensive win. How did you assess the game?
Yeah, it was certainly could have been anyone's game at half. Time. We probably just didn't bring that intensity and that pressure that we would have wanted. But I guess for us, we know we trust the run in our legs, and it certainly showed through in that second half.
What was it like to have a crowd back at Fremantle Oval? We were there for the game against West Coast. It was the oddest feeling, 150 people in the crowd. To actually have them up and about again, the Purple Army, I imagine was pretty good.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's always so good to play at Freo Oval. They're so loud and passionate, and, you know, it really gets the girls up and about. You can tell, you know, when the crowd gets a sniff that there might be a goal, it's just, it's electric. So it's awesome to have everyone there again.
Last week, the win over Adelaide, your coach Trent Cooper spoke about the group getting the respect it deserved. How important is it to the playing group to get that respect around the rest of the competition?
I think, we're pretty used to not being spoken about as sort of a premiership contender or anything like that. So I think going into that game, people probably thought, you know, Adelaide would be the ones to knock us off if anyone was going to, because they're in ripping form at the moment. But, we trust our process, and we know within our four walls that we've got what it takes. So I guess, to go out there last week, and we really showed what we're made of, and we just got to keep doing that all season.
Kiara Bowers surely must start coming into discussions, and I mean this from our selectors on the other side of the country, in the best player discussions. 17 possessions today, 8 contested, and laid 15 tackles. Cool. She's unbelievable. How does she maintain such incredible form, Hayley?
I honestly don't know. She's a little bit of a superhuman, and I love having her on my team, and I would absolutely hate to come up against her. To be able to win the ball as well as lay that many tackles, she's just incredible. And you know, I think she does deserve to be in that bracket of, you know, the best of the best. And I just hope that they keep putting her up there and keep talking about her, because she really does deserve it. She doesn't want it. She doesn't go after it, but she certainly deserves it.
And has the most appropriate nickname of all time in Turbo.
Yes, she does. I think that she's had that nickname for years and years, because even, you know, 10 years ago when she was playing, she was super back then, and she only gets better every year.
Tell us a little bit about Janelle Cuthbertson. We were watching the game while we were broadcasting here. It was on the TV screens here at the ABC. She looks, from what we sort of had, another really good game, and she's only a really recent convert to footy. What's been so useful about her?
Yeah, so she's only been in our team for 2 years, and came from tennis prior. I remember her coming down to sort of our academy during the year a couple of years back, and I had to do a contested marking drill against her, and I couldn't win one. So she just knows where to put her body and can read the ball really well, and I don't know how that sort of translates from tennis. I don't know much about tennis, but she's made the transition seamless, and like this year she's just obviously taken that next step and puts herself in a great position and is a real rock in our back line.
What is it like, or I guess the question's always, how do you cope with, but what is it like not knowing who you're going to play next week? The fixture list is blank until sort of late Sunday or early Monday. How do you deal with that as a player?
Yeah, I guess, you know, the old cliche is you take it one week at a time, and it literally is. It literally is like that. You can only take it 1 week at a time. I think, you know, from the way things are going at the moment, we will play Brisbane next week, from the way of, you know, not playing any Melbourne teams at the moment until we have to because of the COVID situation. So it looks like we'll play Brisbane next week. But, you know, it is very much, you know, you prepare for the game you know you're playing. And then once we find out tomorrow what's happening, what day and who, we sort of prepare from that through the week.
Hayley Miller is with us, one of the star midfielders with the Fremantle Dockers, who are top of the table, 11 straight wins in the AFLW. And you mentioned the Brisbane Lions, but what a contest that is going to be. They're also right up the very top as well. What have you seen of Brisbane so far? What's impressed you about them?
Yeah, they've been really clean with their ball use. And obviously when they versed Gold Coast a couple of weeks back, they absolutely dominated that game. So we'll be sort of watching, I guess, their game against Adelaide quite closely this week. I think that'll give us a good, basically like an insight into where they're really at, because they've, not to discredit any of the other teams, but they have played the teams that are sort of towards the lower end of the ladder. So that'll really test them this week. And I think we'll be watching that one quite closely to see how they sort of cope with that and how we can counterattack their drive that they've had the last couple of weeks, because they have been pretty impressive.
That is the early game tomorrow, 10 past 10 WA time, Brisbane taking on Adelaide. What's your situation, Hayley, outside of football? Are you, like many, having to juggle a job while trying to work out where you happen to be playing each week?
Yeah, I'm actually a physiotherapist, so it does make it quite difficult. Obviously, I've got a client sort of list and a schedule that people book into, and when I don't know what day we might train or where we might be the next week, it certainly does throw up some hurdles. And it's been particularly, I guess, last week when we were told we were going for a couple of weeks and then that didn't eventuate. It does certainly put a little bit of stress on both, you know, individual players, the group as a whole, and employers as well. So it's certainly, it's a tough situation for us. And I guess, yeah, the girls are just trying to lean on each other and support each other through what is a bit of a stressful time. But at the end of the day, if we get to play footy, we're pretty happy.
And I guess the silver lining from that change is Evie Gooch was able to play this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. So she would have missed, I guess, you know, the couple of weeks, however many we were away for. So I guess it's disappointing for her, because if she knew we were only going for a weekend, she probably could have come last weekend. But having her back in the side, you know, she's a solid defender down there and, you know, has her spot pretty cemented. So, yeah, it's great to have her back.
Well, it's been fantastic to watch you go about it. Have you had a chance, or has it been discussed within the group? I guess maybe you're trying to keep a lid on it, but 11 straight wins is something truly remarkable in footy.
Yeah, it is. And I think, look, we have addressed it, and I think, you know, we don't really care about the 11 that we've already won. We want to win the next 11. So it's just don't take your foot off the pedal and don't go in complacent to games. And I'm not sure if it was that going into today's game, but we just got to make sure that we're always fired up and ready to go from the first bounce.
Brilliant, Hayley. Thanks for chatting to us. Best of luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you so much.